So at the end of verse 27, I don't know how much more time we have, when, brother, we're staying here until we have exhausted and enjoyed every moment of this conference. Nobody move. At the end of, hold on, at the end of verse 27 now, we have in the middle of this 7 years, the idol is set up, God comes in and discipline. 7 years has run its course. The Lord Jesus comes, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then you go back to verse 24, and everything starts to work its place. Those who have now turned wholeheartedly to the Lord, at the end of this 7 years, verse 24 comes in, and everything is blessed from there on out.
But brother, in response to your question, you have asked, what must be our attitude, our condition, in light of this prophetic word? I have two answers. One, we read in Matthew chapter 25, in the parable of the 10 virgins, the parable of the kingdom of God. We see that, personally, I have to examine if these things I believe are going to happen, the great tribulation and the abominations that are going to fall. If Christ comes today, am I ready to meet him?
Mm-hmm.
See, the ten virgins, we see the five of them foolish, five of them wise. They had oil in their lamps. Do I have oil in my lamp? Do you have oil in your lamp? Or you just profess that you are a Christian and you are in the world? So we have to examine ourselves and see, do you have oil in my lamp to meet the bridegroom? So for this, it gives us a motive for two things. To examine ourselves to see, am I ready for the coming of Christ, for the rapture? And there's another great motive. This must motivate us for the lost world, for the burden to preach the gospel. Because all those who are left out, what a distress, what a great trouble it is. We must preach the gospel.